Make yourself comfortable. Just notice any pains or discomfort in the body. And call in whatever guide you work with. I work with Archangel Michael and Raphael and Sananda with TAG as part of the team. But call in one of those. And turn over all of the body aches and pains to that person, to that one. They get them into the TAG and transform process. You turn all of that over to them for healing and release. We call in the PTO team that any energies that are not of the light that have been released through her work, we ask you to move them back to their home of origin. Clear her space for our work today. Let your breath move through your nostrils. Just feel it moving in through the nostrils, filling your bodysuit, letting the bodysuit know that it is safe. It can relax. It's cocooned in the energy of the sacred ground, sovereignty, totally protected, held. You can let go of any messages, turning it over to the TAG team. And we invite you into our space, the PTO. Members of the Galactic Council Collective with their decree. Lilith and Gaia with female power and mission. We appreciate the grand energy of our sun, bringing in all possibilities to inspire and empower. And we stand within the circle of values, of integrity, original mission, divine family agenda, generosity, love, respect, valuing of all in the web of life that bring benefit and good. We declare our intention this morning is that Susan is moved back in time to any places along her timeline where she has hidden her innate gifts and abilities, where she may have secreted her purpose, where she has done any contracts of limit in order to survive. We are going back this morning to retrieve them, so that she can bring them forward into this future time that she knew would happen. This time where she does have authority, safety, guidance, clarity, respect, all that is needed, and her gifts and her visions are needed. So Susan, as I prompt you in going backward in time, and doing the time travel, I am going to move you to the count of three, begin your journey, and I'm going to let your journey unfold with you as the captain, as the ship captain. It may take 5 minutes, it may take 10. You're not going to worry about time, nor am I. You will know when you're complete and be able to move yourself back into the body, and I will know that you're back, but I'm not going to interrupt your journey. This amazing group support, setting a model in place for reclaiming gifts of the female. Call to you if there is one or more that you have specifically asked to be partners in time travel journeying. Call them to you. And I will prompt you back to the count of three, and they know where you are to begin. So breathe and soften your mind, bless your body, and let that conscious part of yourself lift and move above the chair of this room. Moving above the home and the trees around you, all the landscape falling below as you lift into the warm blue atmosphere that can take you back. Move there gently, safely, the count of one. Farther and farther back in that warm breeze of clarity and wisdom, gliding like a feather, the count of two, moving farther and farther back in time. Blue and beautiful, safe, the count of three. And then let yourself move, drift down to the moment you are being drawn to. And notice what you have on your feet and what you're wearing for clothing. Get a sense of what's happening around you. You may have been taken to a point where you are using your vibrancy, your visions, and it might be an amazing, beautiful spot. If so, take note of that. If you have been taken to a point where your gifts are dangerous to you or others, notice what is happening and what is the idea or the concept or the culture that gives permission for the danger, an attack on your gifts. You won't want both pieces of information. Your gifts being used safely and valued, and your gifts being a great danger. Whichever comes first, get that, and then move to the second. So if you've got the valuing, move to the danger. If you've got the danger, move to the valuing. vibrancy, we're going to let that continue to be. That's the truth of you. So move to the danger and freeze frame it so that it cannot grow. It is in place, solid. Here's where you'll bring in all of those teams that traveled with you. You have come from the future with the power and the authority to identify the outsider's activization or insertion or expansion, and you say, I know who you are. You have no power, authority, or right to be in my life, on the planet, in the galaxy. Not acceptable. And that gives the tag team, the women to circle the situation, the Galactic Council team. Now identify the entire energy configuration, hold it in place, and it will retract the energy that had gone from it, like a yo-yo being retracted, like a tape measure being retracted into itself. And once it's retracted all of the energy, you will then see them remove the entire configuration. So hold that space until you sense that it is done. Cleared. Acting to restore. Look around. Where did you hide your gift? What was it? How did you hide it? Retrieve it, polish it up, pull it into your body. Feel it in your body. Activate this new design model for all souls in female body suits. Now be with your team. Ask them if there is other places you need to travel to. Continue doing that work of retrieval until you feel complete for this session. And I will be holding space until you return back.